giving out the number so you can call the show.
Welcome back, Andy.
Thanks, brother.
And, yeah, got your headphones on there?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, careful of that headphone microphone feedback that you just caused. It's very painful for people listening.
You mean that was broadcast, that feedback?
Yeah, you caused that to happen by holding your headphones right in front of your microphone, like you did there.
Well, I've been doing this for 20-some years. I learned something new today.
You've been doing it for more than 20-some years.
Oh, that can't be true.
Yeah, I think it is. Not that we celebrated our anniversary, but I think
we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we
missed. We're like a sad old married couple that's just staying together for the sake of the kids. We didn't do anything for our anniversary.
Which anniversary?
I don't know. What anniversary are we on now?
We missed our 25th anniversary.
Hold on. If you tell me what year we started.
1990.
Hold on. And then tell me what year it is now.
It's now 2016.
Hold on. 26.
Yes.
This is 26 years in. We're 26 years in?
Yep.
26 years in or 14 good shows in. Would you say we've done 14 really good shows?
Oh, I'd say we've done more than 14. I would say we've done 17 or 18 good shows in that amount of time.
I can only think of, I can't think of any.
Yeah. Oh, you just pulled 14 out of your butt?
Yeah, I pulled 14 out of my butt.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Everybody's talking about
for getting Nachum to quit, for maneuvering that.
Yeah, how did you do that?
How did you do that? Well done.
I didn't get him to quit.
Now you have this gaping three-hour hole every morning in your station.
Yes, people have been making suggestions. In case you're just joining us, WFMU's biggest money-making program, Jewish Moments in the Morning with Nachum Siegel, is leaving to pursue their own commercial efforts. And beginning December 2nd, WFMU takes over the Monday through Friday 6 to 9 a.m. slot. And Andy, you have been mentioned as a possible co-host for that.
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
People have talked about you giving traffic reports.
I think I'd rather leave here and pursue my own commercial efforts. I didn't know that was an option. How does that work?
Oh, go ahead.
How does it work? What do you have to do?
Line up sponsors?
Yeah. How hard could that be? Irwin, are you with me? It's our own.
So
we'll
first
pursue our own commercial efforts.
First Tom Sharpling.
Yeah.
Then Nachum Siegel.
Yeah.
And now you're following them out the door.
What the hell? How long has this been going on? Why would I not? Give me a reason why I wouldn't.
Well, you always
Nachum's going to be doing the same crap, right?
You always could have done this, by the way.
What do you have to do? How do you need a manager? You need an agent? What do you have to do?
That helps.
You need a producer? You need some kind of company?
Yeah, all those things.
Well, do you need studio space?
Yep.
Would all
that and more.
Would you be with me?
No. I'm staying right here.
You'll be the last guy on the ship. You're the captain of the Titanic. You're like Sully. You're like Sully when the plane crashed in the Hudson and everybody got off. What did Sully do? He went back in the belly of the plane to make sure there was no one left behind. That'll be you. And from you sinking, we're in the Hudson. Can you be going from seat to seat? Is there anybody left here? Is everybody off?
So I guess you saw
I can't
that.
Get off.
I guess you saw that movie, huh?
I saw the trailer.
Oh, okay.
I can't get off till I'm sure everyone's off the station. You'll be the last guy here. Just like Sully, people, there won't be a dry eye in the house.
So you don't want to do traffic?
Your story will be called Kenny.
You don't want to be our
That'll
traffic?
That'll be the movie.
Is that what you're telling me? No traffic reports?
Well, how can I be a traffic report? I'm in my little hometown. You mean I just look out my window and tell you about the traffic out my window?
Or come here from time to time, go up to the roof of the building?
What the hell are you talking about? Go up to the roof of the building and do traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Tell us what's happening on Montgomery Street, what's happening on Green Street.
Maybe.
Where the heat bubbles are.
Hey, you know what I could do?
What?
You could go on Google Traffic.
Yeah.
And they have little red dots where there's traffic is tied up.
Exactly.
Where things are backed up.
Right.
You could just tell people where the little red dots are.
Yeah, we could give traffic right now.
Yeah, let's practice. Let's give traffic right now. We go to Google Maps.
We'll
see how good I am at this.
I use Waze, actually.
I don't know what that means.
Waze is my preferred traffic app.
So when you go on Waze, it shows you the traffic in the area?
Yeah. Anywhere you want to
Because look at. It's getting information from other Waze members. Is
right.
that correct?
Yeah, and Google bought Waze.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Now, is all the data being consolidated between Google's and Waze?
Yeah. We shouldn't do this. This is bad.
It's bad. This is boring radio?
Yeah. Whereas Fine. You had a great idea.
No, I'm trying to avoid it.
And
now I dread
but
it.
But also, Nick the Bard is talking all about how one of the most popular YouTube shows played Who Tooted today. Their episode today.
What was the name of that show?
Was You Tooted. Who Tooted?
What was the name of the show?
I don't know. It wasn't Key and Peele.
Whatever it was, I love that show.
Not Key and Peele. Not Bob and Ray.
Who Tooted is a game that I invented, and I licensed it to Goliath Games.
Yeah, and I understand
all part
now
of my effort to
that Scheiss Happens is doing quite well too.
My Poop Happens game is on its feet. It's kind of launched. These are like my little children. You watch them toddle. You watch them learn to feed themselves. And then they have a life of their own.
Well, everybody's talking about the Who Tooted being played on YouTube today.
I don't know what that means. What show was it? Now I'm curious.
These two guys who do a really popular show on YouTube.
Oh, is it Beer and Board Games?
No. The show I'm talking about puts Beer and Board Games to shame.
Oh, good.
Nick the Bard will let us know who it is.
Okay. So meanwhile, I do have an idea, but now I'm a little embarrassed to pursue.
Oh, tell us about the idea for tonight's program.
Well, I thought it would be, I wonder, I was making a hotel reservation.
Okay.
And I was asking this nice reservations clerk a series of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually, you know how when I'm talking to people that I don't respect,
right.
I kind of use them to amuse myself.
Yes, I've seen that.
I make people my props.
I've seen that.
The world is just filled with props for me to indulge myself.
I've seen
in.
You use other people as props, and I've been a prop.
Yes. When have you not been a prop? That's my, I'm curious.
There was one time in 1999.
Yeah.
When I saw you using somebody else as a prop.
I was sick.
You kind of forgot that I
was
there.
I had a fever.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I was asking her a number of benign, pointless questions. I was asking her things like, the ice machine in the hallway, does it give cubed ice or crushed ice?
Yeah.
And I was saying, and then she would say, I don't know, sir, they're usually cubed ice. And then I would say, Okay, the door in the lobby, is it one of those automatic doors that opens when as you approach it? Sir, I don't know. Is there anyone that would know? Can you call the front desk? And I'm sort of a lazy man. I don't want to be pulling on door handles if I don't have to. I was just kind of amusing myself.
Well, I would love to be your engineer for this idea.
You don't want to be a part of it. Well, no. The idea is, and so I was talking to her, and then I made my reservation. But then I wonder if I could ask a hotel reservations clerk 100 questions.
I don't think so.
You don't think I could?
No.
Why, because there's not enough time, or because they'd hang up on me?
I think they'd hang up on you.
No, I can do it. 100 questions.
No way.
You don't think?
I don't think you can get past 50 questions.
Ken, you've
I'll put $20 on this.
Oh, Ken, now you're just insulting me. Ken, it's Andy.
Well, I'll give you $20 if you get to 100 questions. Well, now there's not time to do 100 questions.
Of course there is.
Let's go.
Okay, no, all I need, but I do need some suggestions from listeners. 201-209-9368. Give me some areas, some arenas when I'm making a hotel reservation that I could ask about. What sort of problems might come up? What questions need to be answered?
Oh, I can.
When you talk, go ahead. Let's make a list.
Okay, the coffee maker.
Okay, what? Okay.
Yeah, how many coffee packs? Maker. How many packs of regular and how many packs of decaf do you get every morning?
Okay, decaf. Gotcha.
Is it the kind of coffee maker where you have the little cup modules you put in, or
little cup modules? Okay, yeah. That's good. What else? 201-209-9368. Help your Uncle Andy. I want to ask reservations clerk 100 questions.
Does the room come with free water? Is there any free water allotment?
Oh, I see. Are there bottles? Are there water? Free water?
Yeah. Are they going to make you pay for the bottles of water?
Right. How about the Wi-Fi? What's the password?
Yeah. What's the password for the Wi-Fi?
Okay. Gotcha.
Can you connect to more than one device on the hotel Wi-Fi?
More than one device. Hold on. These are all good. More than one device.
Yeah.
And then I should ask him some kind of borderline creepy questions.
If you accidentally lock the key in the room, and you accidentally also lock somebody in the room with the key.
Yeah.
Will they give you an extra key?
Well, why couldn't that person open the door?
Well,
let you in.
That's an excellent question. I'm not authorized to reveal the answer to that right now.
Okay. Key in room. So your friend is incapacitated. What if your friend is incapacitated? Isn't this fun?
Yes.
Isn't this fun? Because you know why it's fun? These poor clerks, by the way, they get whatever minimum wages is what they're getting, right? These poor clerks, they can't be rude to you. They can't hang up on you.
Ask about the hurricane. Hurricane Matthew is coming.
Okay.
If we call any place on the East Coast.
Yeah, we will. Okay, Hurricane Matthew. Okay, what would I ask about it?
Is the hotel in the line of the hurricane? Are you expecting problems with the hurricane? Is the hotel going to fill up with first responders who are there to help with the hurricane?
That's your question?
That's one of my 100 questions, yeah. I was at a hotel.
Will you be hosting first responders? Why? Because you don't like to be around first responders? You'd rather not have them on your floor?
Well, there's somebody incapacitated in my room, and I think he might know some of the first responders, and I'd rather just not go there.
Okay.
Hey, we have calls.
Oh, great. Here we go. We need some help. If you're just tuning in, here's where we are. I'm 61 years old. I'm about to commit to a very stupid and immature prank phone call. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for calling. We're living a dream, right, Ken?
I am.
Me too. Me too, Kenny.
I think somewhere in the middle, that's good to hear. I think somewhere in the middle, you should ask in a really monotone voice if and how much you'll be penalized for taking toiletries.
Okay, penalized. What is the penalty for?
If you take a towel.
Yeah. I think in a whiny voice. Yeah. Hey, am I going to have to pay a fine, or are they going to come looking for me?
Well, I liked how he said that. Am I going to have to pay a fine?
Will you want me to do that character?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a great suggestion.
Thank you, Ron.
I don't know if I'll be doing the voice, but thanks. 201-209-9368. You're helping your Uncle Andy embarrass himself on the radio.
Sam in Jersey City, you're on the air.
Hey, Sam, thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Can't believe I got through.
Thanks, Sam.
My friend.
You should ask them, what's the fine for losing the remote control?
Oh, yeah.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Penalty for that.
Yeah.
And you know what else I'm going to ask? If I find the remote control that someone else lost, what's the reward?
Good.
Thinking. Yeah.
You should also ask what the fine is for smoking in a non-smoking room.
Yeah.
And then ask them how they can tell if you smoked or not.
Gotcha.
And you could get into a whole argument and say, like, well, what if I blew the smoke out the window and there was no trace? Like, could you still find me?
Right.
Yeah, ask them if the window's open. These days, oftentimes, the windows don't even open.
Yeah, ask if the window's open. That's important.
Yeah.
If the windows don't open, it's horrible. Right.
Yeah. Windows open.
Smells in there.
And how many layers of window coverings are there? Is there like a sheer layer and then a solid layer?
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah, what is that sheer layer about?
Well,
to let the diffuse sunlight in?
Yeah, no. If you want to let people see you masturbating as a silhouette, you use the sheer layer. But if you don't want people to see you masturbating at all, you use the solid layer.
I got you. Yeah. Oh, I should ask what the masturbation policy is.
They will hang up on you right
now. Oh, no, they won't.
Yes, they will.
You don't think I can get past that question?
I don't.
You don't think I can get past that question? They won't hang up on me.
You should ask if they have hidden cameras in the room spying on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ask them about cameras in the lobbies, cameras in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to go really well with the guy who's incapacitated in your room.
I'm most concerned about whether or not there are hidden cameras, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they're supposed to do that, but they probably do anyway.
Yeah. Okay, those are great suggestions. 201-209-9368. I'm about to call some poor woman, reservation clerk, and my challenge.
This is going to be so great. I'm relishing.
Ken and I have a little bet going. Ken doesn't think I can hit 100 questions.
I don't even think you can hit 50. Well, we're really running out of time.
No. We're going to go in a few minutes. Let's take another call. I need more suggestions.
Okay. We need more calls at 201-209-9368.
We'll start it. And I think if I start in 5 minutes, I have enough time.
Do you know a hotel you want to call?
No, just one of the big chains, I guess, right?
Where?
No, I guess it should be a specific. Well, it can't be a specific hotel because then they're at the front desk. They'll be interrupted. I can't talk to a half hour. Wait, do I have to give my real name?
Yeah.
No. There's no way.
You're going to have to give them a credit card number.
There is no way.
I predict that at a certain point, maybe after 20 questions, they're going to ask you for your credit card number, and they're not going to continue answering questions until you give them a credit card.
You think that's
number.
How they're trained? Yeah. At some point, they have to close the sale?
Right.
All right, I'm ready to go. Now, let me ask you this about the ground rules.
Okay.
Is what I'm about to say now, does it count as a question? You've been very patient. May I ask you another question? That's a question.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
May I ask you another question?
No. You're trying to reduce the 100 questions by half.
Give me some of that.
No.
That doesn't count?
Hell no, it doesn't count. May I ask you another question?
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do I have to tell them they're on the air?
Yes, you have to tell them they're on the
air. Do I have to explain what it means to be on the air?
No, you just have to say you're on the air.
Are those the exact words I have to say? You're on the air?
Yeah, but you can't
Am I allowed to say it like this? You're on. Yeah.
No, you can't say
You're on the air.
Nope.
I have to say you're on the air? But can I kind of bury it while I talk about other things?
You have to say it in the first sentence that you're talking to them.
Okay, I'll say it very clearly. Let's try it. Okay, so what hotel chain do you love? Let's just say Hilton. Let's just go to Hilton Hotels.
Hilton. Okay.
Hilton Hotels, main number. Hilton Hotels.
They're not, if you call the main number of Hilton Hotels, they're not going to answer. You're going to get
the Hilton Hotels, okay, type in Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Yeah, I'm going to Cleveland for the weekend.
Fine.
There's
the DoubleTree. There's the Hilton Cleveland downtown.
Okay, the Hilton.
Hilton Cleveland downtown.
Fine.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, and who's going to keep track? 100 questions.
I'll keep track.
Okay.
I'm just the engineer.
You're the co-conspirator.
Nope.
Well, then how do you explain this? You're going to lose your license, and I'm not. So you're more than the engineer. You're about to lose your license.
If you don't tell them that they're on the air.
I'll tell them they're on the air.
I'm hanging
okay,
up.
Okay, quit. I got it. All right, so if you're just tuning in, I'm here with my mother, and we're doing a little show called 7 Second Delay. Come on, Mom. Come on, little buzzkill. Little Kenny, the human buzzkill, is dialing the phone. 100 questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Cleveland downtown, located at 100.
It's all right.
In the heart of downtown Cleveland.
Okay.
To make a reservation, dial 1.
That's me.
For sale.
Thank you for calling our reservation office. To transfer your call to the appropriate representative, please select from the following options.
Get ready, Ken. Get ready.
To make a new reservation,
that's
press
me.
1.
1.
If you
one.
Have
1.
More room reservations, press
that's me.
1.
That's me.
To redeem, if you're a member of our Hilton Honors frequent guest
I'm
program,
not.
Please enter
I'm
your
not
Hilton
because
Honors
I'm making
number.
Up a person.
If you are not a member or if you do not have your Hilton Honors number, enter your telephone number starting with the area code.
Do you have to, can you enter
by the pound sign.
Okay, there's our telephone number. So now there's a paper trail. Now they can find you.
I put in your phone number.
To ensure quality, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Oh, the call may be monitored. We're about to say the same thing to them.
Brief two-question survey about your experience.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going to do the survey, I think. I wonder if the call will be monitored. Oh, hello. My name is Andy, and you are on the air, and I'm calling from New Jersey, and I'm going to be in Cleveland for 2 nights.
Sure. I'll go ahead and assist you with your accommodation, Andy. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I didn't catch your name. What is your name?
Alex.
Alex? That's a beautiful name.
That's right.
A-L-E-X? Is it short for Alexander?
It's Alex. Alexandria.
Oh, Alexandria. That's even better. Okay, gotcha.
Right, what are the dates you're looking for, Andy?
Oh, I'm looking for early November. Is November 4th? I don't have my calendar in front of me. Is November 4th a Monday?
November 4th is Friday.
Is it November 4th a Tuesday?
It's Friday.
Okay, it's Friday. And then what would the 5th be, November 5th?
It's November 5th
yes.
or 5th?
Yes.
It's Saturday.
Okay, so the 4th and the 5th. So those are my nights. I'm going to be in Cleveland.
All right. That's Friday and Saturday for 2 nights.
Yes,
and
it's the 4th. It will just be me and my my friend. Now, he won't be staying with me, but I have a friend in Cleveland, who will be visiting me in the room. But he won't be staying overnight. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
His name is Ken. Is that okay?
He'll be gone.
He'll be gone by. He has to be out by midnight. Is that the rule?
I can also add Ken's name on the reservation. Actually,
No. There can't be any paper trail. No, I can't let anyone know that Ken visited me. I'm sure your front desk will be discreet. I'm sure they're discreet, aren't they?
Of course, they are.
Yes, excellent. And we'll just deny, right. If anyone asks, they'll deny that they ever saw Ken.
Right, so I'll just have to put it under your name then.
Yes, it'll just be
one
my
adult.
Name. One adult, yes.
All right, you got it.
Yes. Thank you for referring to me as an adult, by the way.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Are you attending an event here in our hotel, or what brings you in the area, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm not attending an event. This is just between you and me, and you have to be discreet. I'm in Cleveland to visit Ken.
Oh, I see. Well,
so
yeah,
that's,
we think
you know what? Busy. You know what, ma'am? I think that does count as an event, don't you?
We're just thankful for choosing our hotel for your accommodation.
Well, you're welcome. It was actually... Do you know whose idea it was to select your hotel? Can you guess? Can you guess whose idea it was to go to the Hilton? Ken. It was Ken's idea. That was Ken's idea.
Oh, really? Then will you be needing some of our packages, amenities, or just a room?
Well, what kind of amenities do you have?
Well, then, we do have restaurant on site.
Do you have towels?
I'm sorry?
Do you have towels in the room? Towels?
Of course.
I'm going to need 12 towels.
I'll go ahead and request for 12 towels.
Perfect.
For
Thank you.
You.
Yes.
So, let's see. We do have rooms with like
13 towels. I just sort of counted. Okay, and then do you have, is it a suite? Can you describe the rooms available?
Will you be needing one bed or two separate beds?
I'll be needing one bed. I'm going to be there for 48 hours. I'll be needing one bed for 47 of those hours. And for 1 hour, I'll be needing two beds.
All right. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
So these are the options that I have for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
The first option will be a regular room that has
regular
a king-size bed.
The regular room has a king-size bed. Gotcha.
Yes. And it has a stunning views of Cleveland. The rate is $289 for a night plus the tax.
So it's a view of Cleveland. And is that what you said?
Yes.
And the rate is $298.
It's $289.
$289. I see.
That's right. But and if you also need a suite, we have a larger room. It's a one king, one bedroom suite.
Okay.
You have a king size bed in the living area, in the bedroom.
I see.
There is a sofa bed in the living area.
Okay.
It's not smoking, of course. It's $439 a night plus the tax.
And the, okay. I think I'm interested in the cheaper, in the less expensive room.
Yeah, I can go
and that
ahead
has,
and secure the,
and that has a view of Cleveland, though. There's no other view. There's no other option. I guess. There's no. I mean, when there's no other option of views. I guess any room I get will probably I'll be looking at Cleveland, right?
Right. This one has the Cleveland view. The
Cleveland
suite has the lakefront view.
Oh, the lakefront view. You know, I think Ken loves lakes. Ken would love to look at a lake, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be more lovely.
It's going to be more lovely. You know what?
That's right.
Is it too late to switch? Can I switch up to the suite?
Yeah, sure you can.
Okay.
I can go ahead and see
Ken. Oh, I can't wait to see Ken's face light up when he sees the lakefront view.
Right. So I'll go ahead and secure the one king, one bedroom suite.
Right, the one king, one
view.
And the 13 towels.
And let me request for 13 towels.
Yes.
For each night. So.
Yes, for each night. Yes. And then, what is the Wi-Fi? What is the? Is there a Wi-Fi? Is there free Wi-Fi?
We are actually not offering free Wi-Fi. But
okay.
Are you a Hilton Honors member by any chance?
No, I'm not. Oh. What's involved in becoming a Hilton's member?
Go ahead and sign me up.
I don't have to go to meetings, do I? Do I have to go to meetings, Hilton meetings?
No.
Because
I'm
telling you now, I'm just not going to go. I can't attend all of them.
No, it's not you are attending a meeting. It's a loyalty program.
Oh,
I
see.
Go ahead and sign you up right now for less than a minute. And if you are a member, you'll get complimentary Wi-Fi whenever you stay at Hilton Hotels Worldwide.
What's the password?
Yeah.
What would be my password?
Once I sign you up, Hilton will send you an email within 24 hours for the activation of your account with the password.
Do you think there's a chance that I could be elected like president or vice president of the Hilton Club?
There might be, because if you are a member of Hilton, there are a lot of perks. There are a lot of promotions.
If I'm a member of the Hilton Club, would I have keys to other people's rooms?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. It's only my room, even if I'm a member.
Of course.
Oh, I see. I didn't quite. Now, can I ask you about my room? A quick question. You're being very patient, by the way. How soundproof is my room?
That I'm not really 100% sure.
Okay. I need it to be very, very, very soundproof.
Very, very soundproof.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I place your call and hold for just 1 to 2 minutes for that?
Oh, you're going to put me on hold?
Sure that.
Of course. I understand.
Right. Okay. I need to double check if the room is actually soundproof.
That would be great.
To make sure.
And I'm not asking for myself. This is a question that Ken had. It's not for me, ma'am. It's important to Ken.
Right.
Okay.
I completely understand. So let me just make sure of that one thing for you, and
yes,
I'll
ma'am.
Get back as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Annie. Hang
on. She's tracing the call.
You've just lost your radio license.
I put in your phone number.
You couldn't have.
I put in your cell phone number.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Yep, she's going to get security right now.
I think she's going to come back and tell us how soundproof the room is.
Oh, you think maybe they have like a decibel rating?
Do you think she's really asking?
No, I think she's tracing the call. You are at 20...
Oh,
seven.
No, I counted much more than that.
27.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm close to that.
Yeah. I have 27.
I have 28 more minutes.
You're over a quarter of the way there.
I'll never make it.
Andy's trying to see if he can ask 100 questions
before
turning over the credit card.
Did you really
number.
Give him my number?
Yes. I sure as hell wasn't going to give him our number here at WFMU. I'm a Hilton Loyalty Club member.
Are you?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Do you get keys to all the other rooms?
I don't need keys to the other rooms. I can talk my way in.
Ken, what am I doing?
You're making a hour-long prank call.
I feel so horrible.
And she is now calling security or the police.
Why would you call the police?
13 towels.
What? It's not for me. It's for Ken. I feel terrible. I feel so small and dirty.
Yes.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
You should be. You really should be.
Why am I? Explain this. Because you kind of understand the human animal, human psychology. Why am I mad at you right now? I genuinely am. Why? I think it's because you let me do it.
Wow, that's really fascinating.
Isn't it?
You're mad at me.
I am. I truly am. Oh, yes, Alex. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no. Thank you, Alex. You've been very patient with me.
Yes, my pleasure. Okay, then. So I just found out that it's basically a soundproof, just like all of the hotels in the area. I mean, it's the standard protocol.
Uh-huh.
But it's nothing special, but it's guaranteed that no one can hear you, whatever you are doing inside the room.
Oh, okay. So I do have some privacy.
Of course.
Thank you, Alex. That is reassuring. It puts my mind at ease. And of course, it goes without saying that you have a smoking policy. Is that right?
It is smoking.
Yes. No. Yes. Is there smoking allowed in the room?
Unfortunately, not. Our hotel is 100% non-smoking.
I see. But do you make exceptions for if I join the Hilton Club, the Hilton member, for the smoking?
No, the hotel is still 100% non-smoking, even if you are a member of the loyalty program.
So that's 100%. Is that 100% out of 100? Is that I see. So that's absolutely no smoking.
That's right.
I see. Do the windows? Okay. So and do you happen to know offhand if the windows open?
If the windows do open, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I think there's a way to get them open.
I'm sorry?
I think I can open it. There's a little secret I know. So you have our dates. And now I think I might be a late check-in. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Oh, you're being so patient. Okay. And is there I just have two or three more questions. That's okay. Is there an ice maker down the hall?
Ice machine, yes, but I'm not for sure if it's right on the king one bedroom floor located.
Now, would I be allowed as a Hilton member? Would I be allowed to ask non-members to get me ice?
I don't think so.
I don't quite understand the advantages of being a Hilton member. What are some of the advantages?
If you are a Hilton Honors member,
Hilton Honors. Right.
You'll get complimentary Wi-Fi whenever you stay at Hilton hotels worldwide.
And they'll tell me the password.
You can take advantage on digital check-in, and you will start earning points toward a free stay.
Free stays.
Right. So if you
and not, but not every room has a. You have to look at Cleveland. Is there a coffee maker in the room?
A coffee maker, yes.
I see. And does it have one of those little cup modules? Do you know what kind of coffee maker?
It's a Keurig coffee maker.
Oh, they're my very, very, very favorite. Okay, so what do we have to do to make this happen?
I need a credit card just to hold the room. It's not going to get charged.
Okay.
Charges will be done on check-in.
Okay.
And your reservation is still cancelable one day prior to the arrival before midnight local time. It's free cancellation.
Now, do I have to have a good reason to cancel the reservation?
So long as it's within 1 day prior to the arrival, before midnight, it's free cancellation. But if it's canceled after the cancellation window, we're only accepting or waiving penalties if it's due to flight canceled or... some medical situation, something like that.
What if I'm kicked off the flight? But the flight still is not technically canceled, but they won't let me fly. Is that an acceptable reason?
I'm not 100% sure for right now. We need to get
because it happens. It happens about measure. Happens about 40% of the time. I'm on the plane. And one of those things happens, and they don't let me fly.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But, right now, Andy, I may be able to speak to a manager when it happens. But,
I see.
For standard procedure, right, for standard protocol,
I see.
The flight needs to be canceled for us to cancel the reservation without any penalty.
Yeah.
Technically, if it's due to weather
I gotcha.
Well,
there's something I do actually. There's something I've been in this situation before. I have managed to cancel flights. I can get flights canceled. You know what I do? I call the airline and I pretend that I saw the pilot in the bar drinking. I make up a little story. If I want to cancel a flight, I tell them I saw the pilot drinking. And then they have to cancel that flight, and they often drag the poor pilot out of the plane. So that's a little trick. It's a little trick that you could use if you ever find yourself needing to cancel a flight.
So for right now, as far as the standard cancellation policy is,
I gotcha.
No problem.
No problem.
Cancel anytime.
No problem. Now, does this room have one of those credit card keys, or do they have the old-fashioned keys?
It's a digital key.
Oh, the digital key. They're wonderful, those digital keys. I'm going to need 3 copies of those keys.
Three copies. I am not positive.
Okay. No problem. And so you need a credit card for me. Is that correct?
Right. I need the card just to hold and guarantee the room and for us to lock in the rate as well.
Okay, I'm going to just find my wallet. You don't, and this is a very long shot. I know we just met. You don't happen to know where I left my wallet, do you?
Of course I don't.
Oh, can you? Okay.
Go ahead and check.
Okay, I'm going to check. It's not in my pants. Hold on. I'm going to check my other pants that I wore this morning. I changed my pants. I have to change my pants sometimes 10, 11 times a day. Because of the problem. The same problem that gets me kicked off flights. Nope, it's not in pants number 2. Could you hold on, please? I need my wallet.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, thank you very much.
You're
being very patient.
All the time I need. No.
Oh, you're very sweet. Do you think it's in pants number 3? The maroon pants? Hold on.
Oh, okay.
You don't happen to know where I put my cargo pants, the short cargo pants? Hold on. No. No, ma'am. Hold on. Okay, it's not in those pants either. Give me one more second. It might be in my jacket. Hold on.
Okay.
Ma'am, when you lose something like your wallet or your purse, where do you look? And I'm going to look wherever you look. I just need some help here.
I really don't have any idea, Andy. I'm sorry. Check your pants.
Hold on. My pants, good idea. I'm going to check my pants. You know, the problem is I wear 11 pants a day. Hold on. And hold on. You know what, ma'am? I'm going to have to call you back. I just can't find my wallet right now, but I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks very much.
Very much welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. You should have a good day. Kenny,
what happened?
I had the bail.
What happened?
I felt so terrible.
You're almost at 50.
I felt so terrible. I feel so dirty. She's so nice.
She was very nice and very patient. And she had a sense of humor. There's nothing bad you could say about Alex.
I know. I feel terrible.
Yeah, what you were. That me? Was horrible.
I'm shaking.
Yeah, even people on the chat board were talking about how mean that was. Maybe we don't want you as our new traffic guy for Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m.
You mean maybe I don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. and look out my window and get traffic reports for free every morning?
You'd have to wake up at 4:30 a.m.
to drive to Jersey.
Yeah, to make the 6:05 traffic report.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm still shaking. What if my kids heard that? Oh.
Well, if your kids, don't worry, because your kids might have missed it, in which case they can catch up on the archive or the podcast.
Hey, do you agree I could have hit 100?
I don't think you would
have. Wasn't I on pace to hit 100?
You were at 49.
Oh, I could have done it.
You were at 49, but you only had 15 minutes to go.
Well, I could have accelerated.
Yeah, you definitely could have accelerated. Man, you had so many other questions.
I know. But once they were suggested to me, they weren't as funny if you heard them again.
You didn't ask about the penalty for taking towels, for finding a remote control or losing the remote control. Oh, I see you made a note here about, is there a penalty for farting? That would have been good.
Yeah.
You didn't ask questions about the sheer layer or the opaque layer on the window or about their masturbation policy.
I'm a member of the Hilton Club. What is your masturbation policy?
Hilton Honors Club.
The Hilton Honors Club. Are you really a member of the Hilton Honors?
Probably. I might be. I don't know. They have these like conglomerates of hotels. Sometimes if you join the rewards program.
Whatever happened to our loyalty program? Remember?
Yeah.
You listen to 10 shows, you get a free show?
Yeah, you lost interest in that, and I had to just bail on it.
We bailed on that.
Yeah, you completely lost interest.
How long do you expect me to keep the interest in that?
I expect you to...
Hey, you know what I'd love to do?
What?
Who are the two ladies that follow us?
I'm not going to tell you their names.
It's Kimmy. It's Kim something.
Wow, good.
Right?
Jeez, yeah, you remembered one of their names.
Kimmy and
Kimzilla.
Julie. Kimzilla?
Right.
Julie.
No, not Timmy. Julie. Tiffany. Julie is your daughter's name. Don't you think you would remember?
Tiffany.
No, not Tiffany.
Taffy.
Taffy?
Taffy and Timmy.
Wait, you just told me her name was Kim.
Yeah, Kimmy. Listen, let's bring them in early. Let's give them 10 minutes.
They're very busy getting ready for their show.
They're great. They can cover an extra 10 minutes. Come on. Let's talk to them.
Sure.
Okay, let's bring them in.
Okay.
Hey, girls, if you're in the building.
It's Emily and Kimzilla.
Yeah, Emily and Kim. We'll put them on mic, and they can talk about their experience so far at the station.
We are having an imaginary fundraiser, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to mention it?
Yeah, mentioning it right now.
Hey, Kim, come on in. Seriously, come to the studio.
They're seriously probably getting ready for their own show.
No.
They've been working all day on it. Yes.
They are so adorable.
Yeah, they work all day.
Remember?
They
work
all
us?
Week. Yes.
Was that ever us?
Yes.
It was?
But you know what? You and I did record a brand new show earlier today.
Yeah.
And last week we recorded a show before we went on the air.
Yeah, we're putting them in the can.
And speaking of the imaginary fundraiser, people can see excerpts from the pre-recorded show on the WFMU homepage right now. It's also where they can make a pledge to our imaginary fundraiser.
And do you want to give a little spiel? You want to explain why it's important, why the station needs this infusion?
Oh, because we're broker than we've ever been? You mean that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up. Time's up. We're not allowed to talk about it anymore.
But how are people supposed to hear about it?
Through social media and the mail.
Oh, social and media. These, good plan.
Through these 1 minute.
Good plan.
But we're
how can that plan fail?
We're not allowed to talk about it anymore.
Okay, man. Okay, then
we've
shan't.
We've gone over a minute.
Okay, then we're moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kim is.
But anyway, we have here
Kim
they
is
are.
Not, oh, they are. Hey, come on in. We have our show. We've run out of material. We've run out of show, and we thought we'd give you an extra 10 minutes tonight.
Wait, you want them to start their show early, or you want
I don't know.
You want to interview them?
Well, let's interview
them. What's
your
plan here?
Let's interview them.
Yeah.
I love these kids. Remember we had that kind of passion?
Oh, the energy, the youthful energy?
Yeah.
Ah.
The optimism.
I can't really.
It was all in front of us.
Can't really remember it.
The world was our oyster.
Yeah. Well, Kim and Emily each pull up a microphone there.
Hi.
Hi.
When you're talking about youthful energy, you must be talking about Emily.
I'm talking about both. Now tell me, you want to billboard your show? What's your theme, tonight?
I just gave away which one's Emily.
Oh man.
Hold on. This is going to embarrass myself.
You're going to write them down?
Are you going to draw pictures?
No, I'm going to write them down.
Oh, he's okay. Going to write down your names right next to his question about the Hilton masturbation policy.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
It turns out they have no problem at all for members of their honors club.
In the hotel room?
In the hotel room.
Is it restricted?
It
to
is.
The hotel room?
Actually, Andy bailed. I don't know if you heard his marathon prank call.
I grew a conscience right on mic during the show. I actually grew up a little. You'd be very proud of me.
Does it deplete until the next time?
Yeah. I'll be back. The old Andy will be back. I was just keeping this poor woman, this reservation clerk, on the phone, just asking her a series of horrible questions, and
we heard part of that.
And then she couldn't hang up on me. Of course, she'd get in trouble. So she was kind of a captive audience, and in the end, I felt terrible. Like, you know how Ken, baits, his staff members, and they can't really talk back to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. I just felt bad.
Look him in the eye.
Exactly. But tell us about the show, Kim and Emily.
So tonight we're doing a show about coincidences. And we're talking to a mathematician and a psychologist.
Oh, wow.
About the two different sides of the meaning of coincidence.
That sounds great. And wait, was there one incident that sparked your interest in this subject?
There was, but we need that for material, so we'll we have to wait and tell it.
Yeah,
on
they're
our
not
show.
Gonna they're not gonna blow it on our show, Andy.
Ken, what was the biggest coincidence in your life?
Yeah, do you guys have a coincidence?
I've had some weird. They're not good, very good stories, but there have been a couple of times when there's been a technical problem at WFMU, and I went into an equipment room usually with an engineer or Scott Williams or somebody, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. And then I would just like press a button that had nothing to do with the problem, and the station would go off the air.
That's not a coincidence.
At the very second that I would press the button. No, because it was a coincidence. That's the thing.
I didn't even listen to that. My mind just tuned out. That's a horrible
thing. Wait to hear the mathematician.
Yeah.
Actually, when I met you, when you got on the air, it was a coincidence.
How so, Kenny?
Because I met you when you were a funny folk singer in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
You were performing at the Arc, and then fast forward 15 years later,
yeah,
I just happened to see your name on a post-it on the program director's desk.
Oh, and I was here sort of auditioning for a gig.
Yeah, and I asked David Newgarden, I said, what do you have Andy Breckman's name on your desk
okay,
for?
Now that's a coincidence, yeah. And that's a good story because it involves me.
Yes.
Those are the best stories.
Well, actually, that story wasn't about you, but I made it about you just to hold your interest. That was actually my Glenn Jones introduction story.
Oh.
But you don't remember that this story didn't include you, Andy?
No. I just hear my name and I get all excited. And then all my critical faculties go out the window. I've never heard a bad story or a boring story about me. Isn't that interesting?
Maybe we should do an entire show about Andy.
About Andy? Yeah. Would you listen?
Yes, I would. That would be amazing.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Did you listen to the last show? I think you were on it.
You know what? I'm going to have my assistant listen to it, and he's gonna summarize it for me. Fantastic. Now, listeners to your show, do they know about your personal lives, or do you keep that sort of separate from your on-air
personal lives?
This show is my personal life.
Yeah. Kim, do listeners of your show know if you're in a relationship or not?
Do they? I think so.
I'm asking you point blank. What is your status?
I am taken.
You're taken? Mm-hmm. Does that mean married?
No.
She's with me.
I'm in a wonderful relationship.
With me.
With James, who has he does fill-ins here.
Do you know James, Ken?
Yes, I do know James.
Do you approve of him?
I do.
He better treat you right.
He does.
How long have you been with James?
A little over a year and a half.
And does it feel like it might go the distance?
The distance?
Are you living together?
Yes.
Are you pooling your money together? Do you have a joint bank account?
We don't have any money, so there's nothing to pool.
Oh, that's an evasive answer. Have you met his parents, his family?
Oh, they're wonderful.
How'd
people.
How'd that go?
It's great.
Well, who wouldn't love you? Has he met your parent family?
Yep.
And they were pretty concerned about that?
No, everybody gets along.
Yeah, right. And where do you guys live?
We live in Montclair.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Which we just realized a coincidence just recently. Ken, do you remember what you told me about Irwin?
Yeah, you live across the street from where Irwin used to live for years.
Yeah, just learned about this yesterday.
Okay, another example. That is the most boring thing I've ever heard. Irwin used to live.
Across
How do I
the
get
street?
My 20 seconds back?
I can change the story. You live not far from where Andy Breckman lives.
Oh, hey, now that is interesting. That's an interesting little tidbit that I like to make note of.
Yeah.
Okay, Emily, I'm afraid you're up. What is your status? First off, do your listeners know what your status is?
No.
Okay, I'm asking you point blank. As a fan and a friend.
As a fan?
Yes.
And a friend? As a fan. You're a fan? Have you listened to the show?
My assistant goes crazy for it. Now, are you in a relationship at the moment?
It's complicated.
I don't know.
You'd say it's complicated?
Isn't that... I just used the line from Facebook.
How difficult a question is that? Are you in a relationship at the moment? Are you going home after the show?
The answer is it's complicated. Yeah. That's an acceptable answer.
It is not an acceptable. It's not an answer at all.
Oh, yes, it is.
How is that an answer?
There's plenty
that
of...
could be anything.
There's plenty of...
That's worse than saying no.
No, there's like dating apps where that's like one of the pull-down choices.
It's a horrible choice.
It's complicated.
After the show tonight, what are your plans? What are your plans tonight after the show?
I'm going to have dinner with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? When you walk in your door, where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn.
When you walk in, is it an apartment?
Yeah.
Do you have roommates?
Yeah.
You have roommates?
I have two.
Are you in a relationship with either one of those?
No.
Are they male or female?
One of each.
One of each. What did you do last Saturday night? Just tell me if you're in a relationship.
It's complicated.
Well, then I'm going to unravel the knot. What did you do last Saturday
night? I'm trying to remember. What was last Saturday?
And I believe it was Saturday.
Oh.
You went to Joe's Pub.
I did. I went to a show at Joe's Pub with
With?
Someone.
There you go. man or a woman?
Man.
How long have you, was this your first date with him?
No.
Was this your third date with him?
No.
You've been seeing him for more than 6 months?
Yes.
You've been seeing him for more than a year?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a relationship. Wait a minute. Have you been seeing other people during that year?
No.
Dear God! Give me, what is his first name?
Justin.
What is his last name?
DiCarlo. He's definitely listening to this right now.
What does he do for a living?
A few things. He runs a beer shop, and he's a writer and comic book artist.
Sounds like a dream come true. Don't let
it's
this one.
Cool.
Don't screw this one up.
I'm attempting not to.
And why are you? And okay, so it's been over a year, but I guess that it's not been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it has been 2 years.
Three
years.
Mm-hmm.
He's older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Is he more than 5 years older than you?
Yeah.
Is he more than 10 years older than you?
No.
Has he met your parents?
Yes.
How'd that go?
Really well.
Tell me about his ex-wife. Tell me about his ex-wife.
No ex-wife.
Okay. Tell me about his kid.
No kid.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in a relationship.
He's all right. He's pretty good. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something honestly. Just
sure.
Honestly.
Honestly.
When I asked if you were in a relationship, why did you dance around the question?
I guess because we're
you're working through some
stuff. We're working through some things, yeah.
I think Andy can relate. He has 3 or 4 families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be an awful strain on you.
Yeah.
It's
how
actually, you know what it is?
Names?
I'm just I only marry women named Beth. And that's how I remember the names. Well, I hope you and Justin, have you met Justin?
I have not.
Kim.
No. I saw you have to look at the paper. What does that mean?
Well, it was over a minute.
Yeah, Andy, what's coming up next on WFMU East Orange?
Emily and Kib.
And their program?
Their program is called It's Complicated.
In real life.
In real life. And tonight, hey, they're talking about coincidences.
And this is also WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thank you, Amy Vogel. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Veronica.
And
man, God bless you, Alexandria.
Yeah, she was a saint.
And next week, do we air one of our pre-recorded shows, or are you here again?
I don't know, but we have some shows in the pipeline, so
we do.
We'll see what happens.
All right, stay tuned for In Real Life.
Two separate events occur simultaneously pertaining to the same object of inquiry, we must always pay strict attention.
Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm into this. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm into this. Last night I
You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
So, hey there, lifers. If you've been listening for a couple episodes now, I think two episodes ago, we actually had a show about magic and tarot and astrology. And so we thought this episode we would try out the other end of that spectrum and bring a little science into the conversation. So today we're going to be talking to a mathematician and a psychiatrist about the topic of coincidence.
Yeah, and I promise you guys, I mean, I know that mystics and astrologists and all of that are fun and mystical and all of that jazz, but you would be surprised. Mathematicians are also poets.
Yeah.
And yeah. Psychiatrists can tell a really great story.
It's so true.
So yeah. I really am excited about this. I was very enthralled by these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think of all of these different coincidental stories that I have.
Yeah.
And we'd love for you to just kind of bank some of your stories.
Because in the second half of the show, we're going to be asking for them.
Yeah.
As a reminder, if you want to write it down right now, the number is 201-209-9368. And we're going to be asking for your coincidence stories in the second half of the show. So should we talk a little bit about how we got into this topic, like why we decided to pick coincidence as a topic? Because that's kind of a cool story, I think.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So we should I tell both, like the one about like the room and the one about the computer?
Or
should I just tell one? And then we'll tell the other later if we have
time. Let's do the computer
teaser. Let's do the computer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I spend a lot of time with a really wonderful four-year-old. And I was in Prospect Park with this four-year-old a couple weeks ago, and I had picked him up from school, and so I was carrying my backpack and also his backpack and his lunch and his change of clothes and all of the different things in addition to my laptop because I had been working before I went to pick him up. And all of a sudden, as four-year-olds are sometimes wont to do, he was like, I have to go to the bathroom right now. I was like, okay, we're going. And so we hopped off the bench and went to go find a bathroom. At some point in this adventure, I left my laptop sitting on a bench in Prospect Park. And it should also be noted that this is the second time that week that had happened. The day before, I left it on the PATH train. But I left it on a bench in Prospect Park and realized it about 10 minutes later. And of course, ran back to get it. And like, no big surprise, it wasn't there. And so I panicked and went to the police station. And the police told me to probably not bother filing a police report. And I went to the lost and found at Prospect Park. Did you know there's a lost and found at Prospect Park? They get things like old socks.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what is it? Like, I lost my syringe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're like, like, the only things people ever turn in are things that no one is ever going to want
yeah,
back.
No, I threw that away. Like, I don't know why you keep calling me about that piece of garbage I threw away.
Yeah. So, basically had given up my laptop for lost. And then at about 9 o'clock that night, I get a phone call from Irwin. You guys know Irwin? He's a DJ here at WFMU.
Irwin Chusid.
And he has an incredible show that comes on a couple hours before ours on Wednesdays. And he said, I'm the last person you expect to be hearing from, but we found your laptop. And I was just like, what? And it turns out that this woman named Lisa, whose daughter used to be a DJ at WFMU, Lisa's friend had found the laptop. And in the laptop, I had a WFMU sticker on it. And in the pocket, I had one of our old scripts from In Real Life that had my name on it.
And I get a completely frantic text from you. And I'm thinking, oh my God, is the show on there?
Yeah, that's it. We just lost the whole show. And so Lori, Lisa's friend, found this and remembered that Lisa knew FMU people. So Lori called Lisa, and then Lisa called everyone she knew at WFMU. So for the rest of the night, I was getting contacts from, I got a contact from Erwin. You got a contact on my behalf from Danny D. Apparently, she also called Gaylord. I got a call later from Yvonne, who's DJ Stashu. We got a call from Joe Magasco. Just like everybody conspiring together to get this back to me. And just what an incredible
everybody
coincidence.
What I would recommend, if you're going to be pledging to the station, perhaps buy a WFMU bumper sticker and put it on your laptop.
Yep.
Because the chances of it coming back, there seems to be some good mojo with this station.
The WFMU stickers are actually like magnets, right? And they act as a homing device. And they want to come back to their owner. They're like homing pigeons. So that plus a couple coincidences we may tell you about later if you stay tuned and we have time. Should we?